Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, family. You are tuned in to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. God has called me to push you into your God-given purpose. That's right, your God-given assignment on this earth. We all have one. Each and every one of us have a specific and unique plan on this earth, an assignment, right? And so I know for some of you it's hard to believe, but it's true. And so God has called me to push you into your purpose, because how many know that some of us just need to be pushed, right? And so good morning. Welcome to the show. I pray you've had a wonderful and blessed week and a blessed weekend. It's a Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm here today to bring you a word. And so the word I have for you today is life, well, the title is Life After the Storm. How many of you have experienced a storm in your life? How many of you have experienced a storm? And, you know, the thing about storms is, you know, even though we listen to the weather, sometimes the weather, the meteorologist or the weather person, you know, they'll give us, they'll predict the storm, but sometimes they're not quite accurate. And so we just go on through life. Maybe the storm is coming today because the weather person said so, and maybe it's not. And just when you least expect it, here it comes. Here comes the storm. This downpour. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because some of you, just when you least expected the storm, the downpour in your family, you know, the downpour of problems, the downpour of issues in your marriage, the downpour of issues in your finances, the downpour of issues in, you know, with your children, and some of you just have a downpour of issues in your mind. The enemy is just playing with your mind, right? And so I want to talk about those storms today, because in life we have storms, and usually they're unexpected, right? You can try to prepare all you want. You can try to, okay, listen to the weather, take your umbrella, you know, but you're not really sure of how that storm is going to play out, because sometimes the weather person can predict it to be really bad, and then it ends up not being so bad. And then other times, they might say, okay, it's going to, you know, be a little bit of rain here or there, and then it ends up being something really, you know, bad where it's causing a lot of damage to homes and trees falling and all that type of stuff. In life, there are storms. Each and every one of us experience storms. And I want to talk to you about that today, family. Again, you are tuned into the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am here to serve you today. I am here to serve you up a word from God, okay? And so you know how I like to do. I like to start off by setting the atmosphere, right? We're going to set the atmosphere this morning. So we're going to listen to some praise and worship. But what I want you to do, I want you to take in a deep breath and breathe in all the blessings of God, because you know the blessings of God makes rich and they add no sorrow. God adds no sorrow to it. So you can breathe in all his blessings, breathe in all of his promises, which are yes and amen. And then I want you to breathe out anything that doesn't line up with God's truth for your life, anything that doesn't line up with God, anything that's holding you back, breathe that thing out. Breathe it out. And here we go. Prepare yourself. We're going into praise and worship. Take a deep breath and breathe. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every about your word. It's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here, you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm lost without. God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I.
I'm desperate for you.
I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Hey.
And I'm desperate.
Tell him again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruah breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes. Hello, family. Hello, and welcome back. Yes. Did you take a deep breath? Sometimes we just have to take a deep breath. And all the hustle and bustle of life, with all of the storms going on all around us, we have to just sometimes just stop and take a deep breath, right? Family, you are tuned into the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and Purpose Pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and yes, I am here to serve you. If you would like to call in, my guest call-in number is area code 347-237-5083. That's the guest call-in number. 347-237-5083. I would love to hear from you. Call in and chime in and give me your opinion, your feedback, you know, whatever you want to share. I'm here to hear. But anyway, so today I want to talk to you about life after the storm, because we all go through storms, right? And sometimes they might be small storms. Sometimes they might be, you know, quick storms. Sometimes they might be some serious storms that's causing a lot of damage, right? But what I know to be true is that no one can escape storms in life, you know, but God is with us in the midst of the storm. I want you to say that with me right now and say, God is with me in the midst of the storm, because even though the storms of life happen, God is still with us. You know, he says he would never leave us nor forsake us. And even though we don't see him, and sometimes we don't even feel him, but know that he is there. And, you know, and just because we have setbacks in life, you know, and things don't work out the way, you know, we thought they should work out, know that God is still there even in the midst of the storm. And just because we have setbacks does not mean that God's promise and purpose for our life is over. Because I know right now some of you think, you know, you've been through so many storms, you think that there's no need to go on. You think that God's plan and purpose for your life is over, but I'm here to tell you that that is not true. He still has a plan. He still has a purpose for you, for your life. God still has a plan and a purpose for your life. Say that with me right now. Say, God still has a plan and a purpose for my life. And you know what, family? It is time that you position yourself for the next phase of your life. God wants to elevate you. You know, you might be in the midst of a storm right now. It might be flooding all around you, but God wants to lift you up. He wants to elevate you above the storm. So even though the storm is still happening, even though, you know, you have the after effects of the storm, God wants to lift you up right now. He wants to elevate you. But you have to position yourself. You have to position yourself. And God does have great plans for your life. I know sometimes it's hard to believe that when you're in the midst of the storm, but he does have great plans for you. You know, we were created in the image and the likeness of God for a purpose. That's our Father. That's our Heavenly Father. I often refer to God as my Heavenly Daddy because that's who he is. And, you know, I don't really know what your relationship is or was with your earthly father, your natural father, but I can tell you this. Your Heavenly Father loves you more than any man, earthly man, can ever love you. He loves you so much. And so, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so God wants to give you hope and a future even in the midst of the storm, right? And so in Acts 27, there's a great story about the Apostle Paul. You know, he was traveling by ship. Many of you know this story. He was traveling by ship with some people when a violent wind of the, typhoon came bursting down from this island. And for 4 days, they were caught in the storm. And at one point, it was so fierce, they were dangerously tossed about by the violence of the storm, just like some of you in your life. You've been just tossed here and there and everywhere. And, you know, and they had been thrown, the equipment on the ship was thrown overboard, and they ended up without food. They were hungry. They were stranded and seemingly without hope. Just like some of you, right? And in that moment, Paul stood in the midst of the survivors of the storm, because there were survivors of the storm. right, and said to them, I beg you to be in God spirit, I'm sorry, be in good spirit and take heart, for there will be no toss of life among you. You know, he then shared that an angel of God told him this and said, you know, so keep up your courage. He was telling them, stay encouraged. Keep up your courage, men, for I have faith. God, I mean, he had complete confidence in God that it will be exactly as it was told to him. And so God has spoken some words to you. He has given you visions. He has given you dreams. He has spoken some stuff to you. And because of the storms, because some of you have gone through so many storms, and some of you have gone through storms and there's so much damage after the storm that you really can't even fathom any of those things coming true. You know, you think your dreams are not going to come true because you've had so many setbacks, because you've had so many storms. And so you might ask, how could Paul, in the middle of a horrible storm, ask the people to be in good spirits and have a good attitude? Well, because he believed in his heart, without a doubt, that it will be exactly as it was told to him. And I love that. You know, it's a great picture of the power of faith in God when all hope seems lost, right? And we have the very same faith. We can have the very same faith as Paul. No matter what we're facing, no matter what it looks like, we are to continue to have faith in God. And I know sometimes it's hard because you're like, what is going on? And it's just one thing after another. It's just one storm after another, you know. But we all face storms in life, and some are more difficult than others, but we all go through trials and tribulations, and that's why we have the gift of faith. Ephesians 6:16 calls it the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, like doubt is a type of flaming arrow. You know, the enemy uses to attack our faith. You know, there's so many ways the enemy comes at us to attack our faith, because he doesn't want us to have faith in God. He wants us to be so distracted by the storms. He wants us to be so distracted by the after effects of the storm. You know, and we usually experience doubt after we've made, you know, the decision to step out on faith and walk by faith. You know, God calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. So that means that no matter what things look like around you, he still wants us to have faith. The scripture also says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So that means now faith. You need to have some faith now, even in the midst of the storm. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So even though you haven't seen something happen yet, doesn't mean that God's not working things out, because he is working behind the scenes, right? I promise you, he's working it out. And so right now I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about the storm, life. Life after the storm, because there is life after the storm. You know that, right? There is life after the storm. I don't care what kind of storm you're in. I don't care what kind of storm you've been through. There is life after. So here's the commercial break, and when I come back, we'll continue. Okay? All right.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love
love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
All right, family, I am back. And yes, that was our commercial break, Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose. And for a cause, that is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla. Yes, we support nonprofits that support women in crisis, you know. So definitely the best way to support is by doing what we're already doing, you know, which is shopping, because we love shopping, right? So, yes, you can definitely, we would appreciate if you would support, show your support, okay? So today we're talking about the storms, right? We all have storms. We all have storms. Nobody is exempt to the storm. And so, but the thing is, there is life after the storm. Some of you are so focused on the storm and the damage that was caused by the storm, you know, that you can't even see past the storm. Now, it's so funny because, well, it's really not funny, but yesterday I had planned my day. I had planned my day with my granddaughter, and I said, we're just going to go swimming today. We're going to relax, swim, have fun, sit out by the pool, and which is what we did, and we had a great time. Sun was shining. It was hot, but it was nice because we were right there at the pool. The temperature in the water was perfect, right? And we were just having a wonderful time. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know what happened. I'm still trying to figure out what happened. Where everybody's sitting around. Some people are in the pool swimming. Some people are sitting around the pool reading or texting or talking on the phone or whatever they're going to do in a beautiful sunny day. And even though I know that the weather, they had predicted that we were going to have rains and some type of storm, all of a sudden, I'm just telling you, I just want you to picture this. It's sunny out. Everybody's in the pool, sitting around the pool, playing with their kids. And there's all these, chairs and umbrellas so that you can sit and relax, right? I'm telling you, all of a sudden, where the lifeguards were sitting, their tent began to dismantle. I mean, this came out of the blue. It came out of the blue. And so we're looking, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, their tent is being blown away. But keep in mind, there was no wind. There was no wind. But their tent was dismantling, and the poles were blowing all over the place, and the tent was going inside and out. And so we're sitting there. The next thing I know, it was almost as if it was a domino effect. And so the poles from the tent started blowing, and then the chairs started flying around, the tables started flying around, these umbrella tables started flying around, and I mean, all of this happened in less than 5 minutes, and we're all in shock because we're thinking, what is going on? The sun is out. Like, what is happening? So I still don't know what happened exactly. I said it was a sci-fi moment, but I don't know if it was some type of effect of a tornado that came through real quick. Like, I don't know what happened, but it happened so fast, and in the midst of it happening, I'm looking for my granddaughter, and I see her. She looks like she's in safety. So at this point, it's like I need to get myself to safety and out of harm's way, because tables and chairs and umbrellas are still coming my way. And I ended up grabbing hold to one of those really big umbrellas that protects you from the sun and using it as a shield so that the furniture didn't hit me and hurt me. And thank God nobody was hurt. And it happened so fast. And when it was over, guess what? It was over. Everybody got up and put the chairs back and set the tables back up and went back in the pool, and everything was back to what it was before this whatever type of storm this was. I don't even know what this was, because really in my area, it really didn't storm until hours later where I live. But So that's kind of the way it is with a storm. You know, you're going on, going through your life. Everything's fine. You know, you're going to work every day. You're running your business. You're doing what you got to do. You're going to school, raising your kids, you know, you and your husband, you know, whatever it is you do. And all of a sudden, this storm comes up. You know, whether it's a loss of a family member or loss of a loved one or loss of a job or divorce or your spouse cheated on you or your child is sick or you're sick, like all of a sudden, out of the blue, this storm comes in your life. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, even in the midst of the storm, God is with you. He is with you. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he can clean up that storm. Just like we, after that thing happened, I said the whole thing happened within less than 5 minutes. We just cleaned, straightened everything up, and we all went back to life. And that's kind of the way it is in life, you know. But sometimes, you know, when there's a storm, it's more difficult to clean up after it because there's trees falling and crashing down. There's a lot of damage. You know, and so some of you have experienced a lot of damage as a result of your storm. And I'm just here today to encourage you that to not give up, to trust God even in the midst of the storm, to know that he loves you even though, you know, it may not feel like it right now. You might feel like you've been forgotten, but God has not forgotten you. He absolutely has not forgotten you. He loves you so much. And so this is a time that you need to have faith in him, you know, don't doubt him. You know, when doubt comes against us, comes in your mind, you got to resist that spirit of doubt and begin to trust God. Trust him, even in the midst of the storm, you know. Because storms happen, things happen, but you have to remain in faith. You cannot afford to lose your faith. You cannot in this season. God wants to do something amazing with your life. He absolutely does, but you have to not give up on him. You have to not give up on him. I've learned, this is what I've learned, through my own storms in life, you know, and through my relationship with God, because it's all about having a relationship with God, because it's when you have that relationship that you can feel his closeness even when you're in a storm. And I've learned through my own relationship with God that he's not expecting us to be perfect. He's not expecting you to be perfect. He's not expecting me to be perfect, but he wants us to be the best that we can be. He wants us to trust him even when things are not going our way. He wants us, you know, because some of us don't give God the time of day. Some of us don't pray until something happens, until a storm comes, and now you want to pray. But you haven't prayed all year. You know, that's your Father. That is your Heavenly Father. You know, I mean, why would you treat him that way? Why would you treat him that way? He loves us so much, and he blesses us, and he wants to bless us, and he blesses us even, you know, in spite of the way we treat him, right? And I just want to encourage someone today to not give up even in the midst of the storm. I don't want you to give up because there is life after the storm. There might be some stuff that you have to clean up. There might be some stuff you have to throw away, but don't give up. Don't give up even in the midst of the storm. Don't give up and don't give in. And I want to hear somebody say, I will not give up. Say that with me right now. Say, I will not give up. Never give up. Always, you know, giving up should never be an option. I don't care how bad it is. Because I've gone through some stuff in my life, and I'm telling you, if I ever gave up, if I did give up, I wouldn't be here right now to share this message with you. There's always life after the storm, even though when you're in the midst of the storm, sometimes it's hard to see. But there's life after the storm. And so the fact that you're able to hear my voice right now, that means that you're still here. That means that you've managed to get through some stuff. And so you're still here, and you're here for a purpose. And so what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Are you going to continue to murmur and complain like the Israelites? You know, the other day in the group, and many of you women who listen, my listeners, know that I have a Tears to Breakthrough virtual conference center, and I have speakers, women come on and share their stories. And the other day we had a wonderful speaker, and she spoke about victim, like being a victim versus being a victor. And so God is never calling us to be a victim. Yes, things happen, but you have a choice when things happen to you. You have a choice to become a victim or a victor in that situation. God is never calling you to be a victim. And don't you ever allow anyone to call you a victim. And don't you call yourself a victim. You are a victor. You are victorious. Even in the midst of the storm, you have victory. Your victory is in Jesus. But, you know, if you want to just only handle it all yourself, well, that's where you can just wallow in it, have your pity parties, be the victim. You know, I want to just say that right now. You're not a victim. If you are a victim, you're a victim by choice. The choice is yours. You can choose to wallow in it and have a pity party, or you can choose to trust God and have faith and become a victor and become victorious even in the midst of your storm. The choice is yours. You know, we cannot control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to those things that come our way. We can, you know, choose to wallow in it, or we can choose to say, listen, all right, this happened, so now I'm ready to clean this mess up and move on, you know. But you have to trust God in the midst of the storm to help you clean that mess up, because some of that mess, you can't clean it up by yourself. You can't clean it up in your own strength. You need God, right? And so I want to encourage you to begin making confessions every day that will help you grow in your faith and grow your confidence in God. And read the Word, read Scripture. Listen to, I don't know if some of you may attend church or have a home church. If you don't, you should get one, because Scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that means that you need to be hearing it every day. Life is hard. Life is hard. You need to be hearing something every day, feeding your spirit every day, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, just like discouragement and depression and stressed out comes by hearing, when you're hearing when Satan is speaking stuff to you. So either you're hearing the stuff that's going to help you, build your confidence and help build up your faith, or you're hearing stuff that's going to depress you and bring you down, and that's all a tactic from the enemy. He would love to see you down and stressed out and depressed and walking around, moping around, and can't move forward because I can't, you know, I hear people say things like that. I can't forgive her. I can't forgive him. I can't move past this. I can't move past this. Well, guess what? You will have what you say. Scripture tells us you will have what you say. So whatever you speak out of your mouth is exactly what's going to happen in your life. Whatever you speak, that's what your life is going to look like. So if you keep saying that you can't get past that, then guess what? You will not get past that. I want you to begin to and then watch your circle. Surround yourself with people who can speak life into your life. You know? Everything matters, especially when you're in the midst of the storm. Remember John 10:10, it tells us that the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And so the enemy wants to kill, he wants to steal, he wants to destroy everything good in your life. That's what he wants to do. That's his goal. That's his whole goal for all of our lives, because the devil hates us. I mean, that's just real. You know, but God loves us. And Jesus has come that we might have life and have life more abundantly even after the storm and even in the midst of the storm. And so some of you lost, some of you, you know, I minister to a lot of women who have left abusive relationships or abusive marriages, and they had to leave everything behind. They had to literally start all over again. And so I'm here to tell you that in that storm, if you lost anything, if there was anything that looked like it couldn't be repaired, I don't know what it was, if it was your marriage or your children or your finances or whatever it is, I declare and decree that everything that has been stolen from you, because that's what the enemy is, he's a thief. Everything that has been stolen from you will be restored. God is going to allow you to recover everything you lost in that storm, plus gain some extra blessings you didn't even qualify for. Okay, even in the storm, God qualifies you. He qualifies you. He's going to bless you. And so I declare and decree that God is releasing everything that has been held back, everything that was damaged in that storm, you know, but you have to believe and receive it for yourself. It's not enough to just be hear my voice and hear this message and just say, oh, that sounds good, that sounds good, that sounds good, but then not believe it. No, Scripture says that we have to not only be hearers of the word, but we have to be doers of the word. So there's some stuff that you have to do after you hear this message. Begin to clean up that mess that the storm caused. The storm caused a lot of mess. But God wants to restore some stuff back to you, some stuff that you might have lost in the midst of that storm. And I don't even know what your storm is, but God is an all-knowing God. He knows what your storm is. And so you have to have the faith to believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? By the word of God. And so either you're hearing by the word of God that's building up your faith, or you're hearing by the enemy, the devil, your adversary, who wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. And he's causing you to not have faith. He's causing you to be stressed out. He's causing you to be discouraged and defeated in the storm. He's telling you that you're in the storm, you're not going to be able to make it through this thing. You're not going to be able to make it through this thing. You're not going to be able to get through this. No, don't believe him. That's what he does. He's a liar. Scripture tells us that the devil is the father of lies. So you have a choice. You know, life is just all about choices. So you can choose to believe the voice of the devil, or you can have faith in God and believe him. God has so many amazing promises set forth for your life. There's so many things he wants to do in your life, but you have to have faith. Now faith. You have to have faith now. Remember, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it doesn't matter that you don't see it right now. It doesn't matter that you can't see it in the storm. You just have to have faith in God. Trust him. And say, listen, Father God, I don't understand what's going on. You know, I don't understand, but I trust you anyway. I trust you even in the midst of this storm. You have to trust him. And so, family, that's all I have for you today. And I'm going to pray. And then, you know how I like to end the show with Howard Hewitt. So I'm just going to pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that you are a very present help in our time of trouble. I thank you, Lord God, that even in the midst of the storm, you are there. You said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And even though we don't always see you, even though we don't always feel you, Lord God, we trust that you are there working things out for our good. We know that everything the enemy meant for evil, you can turn it around for our good. And we thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you and we trust you, Lord God, that even in the midst of the storm, we will have faith in you. We will not give up on you because we know that you have not given up on us. And, Lord God, while I pray, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Family, thank you so much for joining me this morning in this early a.m. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. And ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. I promise you, you will be blessed. That's all I have for you today. So I want you to have a wonderful week. And you know I like to go out on Howard Hewitt. So, and this song so blessed me. Somebody asked me, why do you always play that song? I'm going to tell you why I play this song. Back in the day, I'm just going to say back in the day, because I don't even have to go there with my age, but back in the day, I forget what radio station it was this so far back in the day. I'm in the Pennsylvania area, and it might have been WDAS, but they would always play this song, and this song would always encourage me by Howard Hewitt. And so I always said, if I have a radio show, I'm going to play this too, because just like this song encouraged me, I know it's going to encourage my listeners. And so that's why at the end of every show, I play this song by Howard Hewitt. And so when you hear it, you know you're at the end of the show. So I'm going to play Howard Hewitt now. And I want you to have a blessed week. Know that there is life after the storm. So even though things look cloudy right now, things look dark right now, the sun is not shining over you, know that there is life after the storm. Okay? All right. Love you so much, family. I will see you the next time. God bless.
Now we'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.